then be Goddard and Messi in Heaven on Spin.
Goddard, I always think of Jimmy Neutron. That was his dog's name. Isn't that so bizarre?
I bet you that's why that fella picked that name.
I wonder. It must be.
You pick it for random reasons.
Yeah, why else would you go with, I'm Goddard?
Yeah.
I was obviously in the UK over the weekend, last weekend, and I came back and I'm pretty comfortable in my sexuality to tell you that I know when a guy is hot. When a guy is very good looking. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I'm able to tell.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? Well, I know when girls are hot.
Oh, well, yeah. I feel like that's more common, though.
It's a very boyhood thing to be like, sure, I wouldn't know if he's good looking.
Yeah, I wouldn't know if he's good looking, but I'd be like, if someone walk by, I'd be like, no, he's hot.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with saying it.
And I think all guys do, but maybe not a lot of people say it. Okay to say.
Because I don't think a lot of guys are maybe as comfortable in their sexuality.
Yeah, but there was a dude in the airport and I was like, yeah, there's a hot dude. Mm. The reason he was hot was not because of his looks or anything like that. He just had something on him.
Bit of a swag.
Yeah, that I thought, now this guy, he's a cool guy. I wouldn't mind like looking like that fella.
I honestly often feel it's someone's vibe, and I know vibe is such an overused word, but it's how someone kind of carries themselves.
Yeah, it is a vibe.
So swag and jag.
Shut up.
Cher Lloyd was right.
You're so unhot right now. But he was wearing something and I thought, this is interesting, because the reason why I thought he was quite attractive was because he was wearing something. And I thought, okay, that's an unconventional way of being hot.
Okay.
So this is what I decided. I've come up with a list of unconventional things that make people hot.
Okay, great. I love this.
I think some of them you will disagree with. This is what the guy was wearing. Apple earphones with the wires.
Oh, yeah.
So the phone was in the pocket, the Apple earphone wires were coming up, and he had the music in his ears and he was walking to the gate. And I was like, that is a cool dude.
I'm a massive fan of that. I think that with the AirPods, we've lost the whole idea. And I think what's really sexy, particularly on a guy, is when they have a hoodie and then the wires from the AirPods
through the thing
are coming out the front.
Like that. And hanging.
And kind of hanging. Oh, that gives me a little bit of something, something.
Now, it's interesting, this one, next one that I have, because a lot of people's icks are dirty runners, right? People hate that for some reason. I'm going to say, if you're a girl and you have dirty white runners, oh, that's hot.
Really? Oh, that's interesting.
Hot. Yeah, I don't know why.
Is it just you like a girl who you think can run through the muck?
No, I think it's more like...
I want
someone fast.
who I can chase.
No, I think it's more like the attitude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't care.
You're not trying to be too prim and perfect.
Exactly. I love it. So I'm actually going to say dirty white runners, happy with it.
I'd argue dirty Converse are better than clean Converse.
There you go. Yeah. I would say Air Force Ones, dirty Air Force Ones. Mm-hmm. Love them. I'm going to move on to this one. People who take and post blurry photos on Instagram. Have you ever gone on to some like young person's, like say they're 24, 25, and they have blurry Instagram photos?
Intentionally blurry.
And yeah, you're like, you're cool. So cool and sexy.
And you know, you notice as well with all the celebs.
Yeah.
They'd often post, if they're posting a carousel of photos, there's always a blurry one in there.
Blurry photos.
Yeah. And where the light like streaks across, but somehow they still look hot.
I have tried to take group photos where I shake the phone. It doesn't work. I don't understand what people are doing. People who sit in a cafe on their laptop.
I like that. Honestly, there's something about that crew. When I moved to Dublin first and I saw this, I was like, I have no reason to be on a laptop in a cafe, but I want a reason to be
there.
Yeah,
I've never done it. Yeah.
I walked past Starbucks on South King Street, and I'd seen a girl in there on a laptop with a coffee. And like doing, like editing photos, and I was like, yeah, bit of me. Yeah, that's it.
Top editing tier. Photos.
Like, imagine if you were on Tinder chatting to a girl and you were like, what are you up to anyway? And you're like, I just took my work from home to Starbucks. I'd be like, ah,
yeah. You're too good for me. People who easily, it's kind of going back to the Instagram thing, take 0.5 pics. If you don't know what a 0.5 pic is, it's when you turn your phone around and you can get more of the picture because your camera is better on the phone.
Yeah.
So it's like it's kind of like a fish lens almost. It's kind of, you know what I mean?
Fish eye.
You see more of it. People who take them naturally, sexy as hell.
Yeah, where you can't see all the hairs on your arms in high definition.
Yes.
That's what happens when I take them. I'm like, whoa, I have the hairiest arm
in
the world.
I got two more for you, right? On a night out, a girl who wears a jersey. Love it. Don't care where the jersey's from. I just love a jersey.
Or especially, I raise you a vintage jersey.
Yeah, top tier. Mm. So
anyone
good.
In a vintage jersey.
They're also really in at the moment is jerseys, like wearing jerseys and things
like
that.
You know what I appreciate really well, into that. Is when girls sometimes take a vintage jersey and then like adapt it. So it's clearly been to the dressmakers and it's now a crop top.
Mm-hmm.
That's hot as hell.
Yeah,
you know, I do think just a girl in her county colours with the little ribbon around her head.
Yeah,
that's cool. So hot.
Yeah, honestly, I go to Croke Park and I melt.
I was out the other night at the Camden, and as I was saying, I was at the England-Netherlands game, and there were so many girls, and I'm comfortable enough with my sexuality to say this too, the girls in their jerseys and their jeans, I was like, you all look absolutely stunning.
And the last one is a really, really unconventional one, but I just think it's cool and it's really hot. When someone has their phone and has a little something attached to the phone, almost like a little chain.
Oh,
or
a charm.
Could be a little charm or something like that. And they walk around, they text with their nails, and the charm is hanging down. I'm like, that's hot as hell. Why is that so hot?
Oh, Dave, keep collecting and nosing, please. I want more of this. And I agree with every last one of them too, by the way. Bring back the wired headphones.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.